Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Tuesday morning. We are finally here. We've been talking about Tuesday, May 14th for months and months and months. Tonight, it's the NBA draft lottery. The New York Knicks have a tie for the highest percentage to get the number one pick at 14% with two other teams, the Cavaliers and the Suns. And that's what we're going to focus on. The 14%. I'm getting all choked up already. The 14%. Not the 47% for the fifth pick. Not any of the other nonsense. We're focusing on the 14% for the number one overall pick. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, if you're following me on Twitter or Instagram, you know I have dusted off a giant 1990s Knicks puffy coat that I wore when I was 12 years old. The thing is gigantic.
And it still fits.
It still fits somehow. There's a picture of me now up on CBS Sports Network when I was wearing it.
Chubsy Ubsy.
Yeah, I was a little bit on the chunkier side when I took that picture, but that's okay. I was a happy Knicks fan then because they were competing for championships in the mid-90s. And that's where we're trying to get tonight, Boomer. That is what we're trying to get back to. I've got my Nobody Beats the Wiz Y4K towel right here. This was for the 1999 playoffs. I got this entering the LJ 4-point play.
Beats the Wiz. That was like the second thing Phil Simms and I did together as a commercial endorser.
So this was handed to me before the LJ 4-point play game.
Yeah.
I've got a giant Knicks towel on the back of my chair.
Oh, my God.
And I've got three good luck crystals right here.
You got the crystals.
I got three good luck crystals for the Knicks.
What are you doing?
I'm just making sure people can hear it on the radio.
Right, we got the crystals. Okay, that's great.
Three good luck crystals. So this is a positivity show.
Yes.
This is a we're focusing on Zion show.
Oh, yeah.
If you come in here with any negativity, if you're a Nets fan that wants to rain on our parade, you get out of here.
Right.
Except for Jerry, because he's got to work. He's got to do his updates. But any other Nets fan, you get the hell out of here.
We're not really talking to Jerry this morning and his negativity.
Yeah, we don't need that this morning.
We don't need that at all.
So this is 4 hours of speaking Zion Williamson into existence. That's what we're doing. Good morning, Boomer. How you feeling about this today?
I'm doing great, man. Now, listen, I go back to 1969, 1973. You got to remember that. Those were the real Knicks teams, the real great teams, the championship teams. Unfortunately, Patrick Ewing was unable to deliver a championship with the people that were around him and the people also that were playing against him at that time, most notably Michael Jordan, but or Hakeem Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler. But I will say this. As I saw Jim Dolan on Saturday morning, I thought I saw a sign. I figured that was a sign.
Seeing him was a sign. Yeah.
Like being on the same driving range as Mr. Dolan, I thought that was a sign sent from the heavens, believe it or not, that yes, the Knicks were going to come away with the number one pick. And let me explain something to you. If Adam Silver's smart, the Knicks will get the number one pick. If I got to sit there tonight, well, forget it. I'm not even going to say that. When I'm sitting there tonight, and whatever time it is, because the NBA seems to do things late for whatever reason, I just want the Knicks to be the number one overall pick. I have been saying this for months and months and months. The enormity of a Zion Williamson coming to the New York Knicks. Now, the papers have started to write about that over the last few days, but we have been talking about it for months. And I've been saying that his jersey will be the best-selling jersey in the NBA. It will probably sell 100,000 jerseys in the first 24 hours.
They might start making them before the Knicks pick them.
I'm telling you, it is going to be off the freaking charts. Fizdale already knows. If they get the number one pick, they're taking Zion Williamson, and that's it. They're not doing anything stupid with it. That's who they're going with. That's what they should be doing. And that's what we should all be thinking about positively, that tonight we come away – with that number one pick in the lottery. I mean, if I got to sit there and I got to watch Cleveland or Phoenix or one of those other dopey teams come out with this, like, you know, forget it. It's the Knicks' turn. The Knicks haven't had anything like this since Patrick Ewing back in 1985.
And Patrick Ewing will be there tonight. He will be representing the Knicks on the dais for the NBA draft lottery in Chicago, which hopefully brings some luck. We don't know what is going to happen tonight. We're just going to think about the best happening. And we understand, we fully understand, as I am prepping myself for the idiocy that's going to come through the phone lines a little bit later, we fully understand that they may not get the number one overall pick. We're just not talking about it today. Today is the one day in all the negativity years that we have gone through, all the slop, all the garbage, all the Knicks depression. For one day, we can get together and think positively. We can do that. Tomorrow might be different. And if the odds are, it will be different. But if we can't rally together as a fan base this morning and think positively, like this is going to happen, then we should just quit being fans altogether. Just a few hours. We're talking about, what, 14 and a half hours. 14 and a half hours. It starts here, and it goes all the way to 8:30 when we see what happens with the lottery. That's all I'm asking.
The only thing is I hit an enormous pothole this morning.
Oh, did you?
Oh, my God. That's and I'm good. Just thinking, man, this is not
That's a
sign.
But you just told me that the Jim Dolan thing was a sign
for
Saturday.
I thought that was a good sign, but then I hit the pothole, and I'm like, Jesus, God, not now. I don't need this crap now. And I was just praying to God that it didn't blow out my tire. But, of course, I got a Raptor, so forget that.
It's not going to blow out a tire.
My truck ate that thing up like it was
right.
Nothing.
Yeah, it laughed. At it.
Right.
Huh. Just starts
yes,
laughing at
but, Bob. But look, here's the deal. Can you imagine, I will say that I have been privy to a couple interesting financial model meetings.
Okay.
You know how I'm big into finance and I love to see, you know, the next big idea and everything else. And I'm not going to discuss any ideas here, but I'm going to tell you that there are people financially,
okay,
that see this Zion Williamson coming to the Knicks as such a huge deal. I mean, it is like they have never in sports seen anything quite like this. You know, you remember when the Indianapolis Colts sucked for luck?
Yeah.
It was brilliant on the Colts' part that they did that, but it was Indianapolis. And it just, all right, it was a franchise that had some success, not a lot of success, but – you know, they came out of the Peyton Manning years and they were able to get Andrew Luck. And it just kind of like kept that franchise moving. They had one bad year and it kind of kept the whole franchise moving. And it was an ugly divorce from Peyton Manning and those things never go well. But the point that I'm trying to make is that if you have a guy like Zion Williamson who is like Andrew Luck when Andrew Luck is coming out, if you have him go to like Indianapolis – or Cleveland.
And they just had an unbelievable run with Peyton Manning, too, yeah. The Colts. So it's not like they had gone through the futility that the Knicks have gone through either.
But what I'm trying to say is I guess Peyton Manning was probably the same kind of way. But you remember they had the debate between Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf for whatever reason? Now it looks idiotic to even have that debate. But there was no debate about Andrew Luck. None whatsoever. Everybody knew that was going to be the number one pick. That's the same thing here. That is the 100% same thing here. And now the New York franchise, the NBA's New York Knicks, have a chance for a player of this magnitude.
Yeah, and I've said many, many times before that I'm going to operate as if the Knicks are going to get the number one overall pick in the draft lottery tonight. But there is another piece of this puzzle. And that other piece are the free agents and those salaries that the Knicks have cleared out to make sure that they have room for two max players. So tonight is the first step, and then after that, you can get two proven players because we know with the draft, it's a little bit of a crapshoot. But, of course, we still desperately want Zion Williamson. However, it's a two-parter. Tonight is the first part. The second part is July 1st. And if you put those two things together and they work out exactly the way you want them to work out, then this is a team that could be competing for a championship next year. Absolute worst to absolute first. And you got to give credit to Knicks management getting to the place that we've wanted them to get to for years and years and years, to completely tear it down. Not to give a little Band-Aid here or a high-priced guy over the hill there or whatever it may be. To completely
completely tear it down and put themselves in a spot like they are right now. And they are prepared for the best free agent class we have seen in NBA history. And we have also a guy at the top of this draft that many people believe is a can't miss. It's perfect.
It's right now. It's like one of these once in a generation players. And I don't care what anybody says about his, you know, his shooting. He'll get better. You know, he's not afraid to shoot the ball. He shoots the ball. I mean, he will take the ball. He will take it to the hole. He will rebound. He will play defense. He's got, as they like to say, length. He's also got ups. He's got everything that you want in a basketball player, maybe with the exception of having a deadly three-point shot. But he can shoot the three. He can shoot it. But at the end of the day, for us, this guy, while I believe is the foundation of the new Knicks, much like Patrick Ewing was the foundation of the Knicks back in 1985, he's also going to be what I also think is a magnet. And he's going to be a magnet for Durant and Kyrie Irving. I believe that that's the slam dunk part of all of this. I still think those two guys are coming. But this here, you get this kid and you get number one, boom, there's your magnet. There's everything that you need. And Knicks fans will have a lot to cheer about. It's such an enormous, enormous opportunity financially for the NBA, for the Knicks, that I don't know how Adam Silver lets them go anywhere else.
The Knicks are the most valuable franchise, I believe, according to Forbes, having been this bad. Can you imagine if they are competing for championships and going to the NBA finals perennially or being in a conference finals at least to start? All of a sudden, things get even more monstrous for this organization that's been a sleeping giant. Yeah, and it's mostly their own fault. It is their own fault. They made some really, really bad decisions with personnel, with management. And I know we've had a couple of calls say, oh, why are we going to reward this team that's been so bad? Well, you're right about that. But at some point,
you have to come out of it. And they've done everything they can to come out of it. Much
at
like
the right
Nets,
time,
much
too.
Like the Nets. When Billy King came here, he had to go get some guys. They had to make a legitimate basketball team. They had to make a legitimate run. And it cost them probably like 6 or 7 years of future basketball.
Sure.
The New York Knicks have been trying to do that ever since Patrick Ewing left. They had a little bit modicum of success with Latrell Sprewell, but that was about it. And then after that, it's been nothing. And they keep chasing their own tail. Finally, they've done it the right way. And the thing that I love about all this more than anything is the Knicks fan still goes to the games. You know, the tourists still go to Madison Square Garden to see the games. They still sell out. Now, their ratings were down and off, but you would expect that. We just went through a rebuilding year with both the Knicks and the Rangers, and they're both doing it the right way. I think the Rangers are a little bit ahead of the Knicks, but in basketball, if you get a player of this magnitude, then all of a sudden it changes overnight.
And you know that Adam Silver and the powers that be want NBA. Oh, hell yes, they do. Adam Silver wants the Knicks to get good. Of course he does. He wants the Knicks to win the lottery. He wants Kevin Durant on the Knicks. He needs that, especially with LeBron going out to the West Coast and the whole NBA viewership was down in a big way on the East Coast because of that. The number one market, media market, and their basketball team has been dead. Absolutely dead. You're telling me that the commissioner of the league, the commissioner of the league, doesn't want them to be good again? Of course he does. Now he's never going to say that publicly, and he's going to say that all the teams he looks at equally. But this right, he knows how important this is.
This is about as big as it gets in sports, man. I'm telling you, because you know the Knicks, they have an enormous fan base. Most of us root for them. Most of us have history with them. And this is about as big as it gets in sports. It really is. I mean, this could be so huge tonight that when we come in here tomorrow morning,
oh my God,
that the sun will be shining. It will be in the 60s on its way to the 70s. And we got our guy, Zion Williams. It's about as big as it gets in all of sports. I've been trying to think, I guess. You know, there are certain guys that come along. LeBron, obviously. Kobe was big, but he wasn't the first overall pick. Michael Jordan wasn't the first overall pick. Patrick Ewing was. I mean, I guess you have to say for us Knicks fans, that's what it is. That's what it comes
down
to.
Right. And I know you can go through a list of number one overall picks that are busts and say that
not
it doesn't always work
not
out.
This kid. No.
There's something different. His name, the way he plays, everything about him, his personality, he's just – He's got superstar written all over.
Can I just say one thing? For those of us who do believe
in
a higher power, I think every single house of worship should be open this morning.
Yeah.
People should be lighting candles in their churches, whatever they do in their synagogues or their mosques, whatever it is. This is the one day. Can we all just please come together and just think positively and light a candle, say a prayer? Please ask God to bring us all together as New Yorkers. Just one freaking day.
Just one night.
Just one day.
Haven't asked for a lot.
Don't cut anybody off on the LIE.
Yeah.
Don't flip anybody
the bird. Be courteous to one another.
Let's go. Keep the bike lanes open so Sean Avery isn't getting in a fight with you.
Right.
Let's just try to keep this thing positive. Let's all just come together. For those of you who don't believe, Eddie's on vacation.
Yeah.
You know what? Believe in us. Just believe in your friends.
Just
believe
for
in
a
your
day.
Friends who do believe.
Listen, I am as cynical and negative as the next New Yorker. I admit it.
Not.
I have self-awareness. I am. But for these hours, from now until the time that number one pick is announced, I am going to be as positive.
Thank you.
As non-cynical, as just Shangri-La utopian Greg as you could possibly be.
And just so you know, we are speaking on behalf of ourselves only, because there are people around here who don't want the Knicks to get the number one pick.
Well, we're talking to Knicks fans this morning. And by the way, there's a lot of split stuff that happens in this city. Yankees, Mets, we understand it. Jets, Giants, we get it. The disparity between
the Rangers and the Islanders and the Devils.
I get it.
There's three teams.
There's three teams there. Right.
What about NYCFC and the Red Bulls?
I was trying to get to a point quicker than going through everything. But
all right.
The disparity between the Knicks and the Nets.
Oh, it's cavernous.
Yes. Cavernous is
quickly,
the perfect
let's go to Anthony in Belleville. Anthony, what do you want?
Oh yeah, Boomer and Gio, good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
What do you want, kid?
Boomer, love it or hate it, Gio's jacket.
I love it. You know why? You know why I love that jacket? It reminds
me of Gore-Tex.
Oh, man.
You would have worse. Why do you love it there, Anthony?
Because it reminds me of Boomer. Apex One.
Oh, yeah, the great Apex One jacket.
I don't think it's an Apex One jacket.
I don't know what it is. I thought it was a starter jacket, but I don't think it's that either. It's sort of the same deal.
I know there's a tag. I couldn't read the tag on your neck because it's all
worn out. Yeah, it's all worn out.
What about inside the jacket, around the pocket? Is there a tag there?
No, there is. It doesn't look like it. There's a stain. No.
No, but it looks at you back then. Looks like you were eating a little bit.
Yeah, no,
probably
it was.
Had a little pizza.
What year do you think that jacket is? Circa what?
I think 94.
94?
Yeah, no later than 95.
So I'm thinking it's an Apex One jacket.
Yeah, there's a picture of me. Yeah, I mean, it could be. The whole thing is faded, but that's that style there with the half zip and the puffiness in the 90s. That was, that was the style. Whether it was Starter, or it was Apex One, whatever it was. So, yeah, it was funny. I show the picture to Chernoff. He's like, "Hey, chunky." Then I was like, "I'm always chunky."
Dr. Negative, right?
Yeah,
there.
I know. That's the first thing he says. "Oh, no, that's very cool. You still have the jacket. That's great." He's like, "You were fat. You were fat child.
You old fat pudgy.
They should have sent you away to some fat farm and put you on a treadmill like a little hamster. You fat ass." you go through all stages of my life, you're going to find me as a chunky person. But today I'm so happy that I have this jacket. I've got the crystals. I've got the LJ four-point play towel. I've got the other towel. I've got the Allen Houston jersey. I hung out with Allen Houston last week.
Yeah.
There it is.
See, that could be another sign.
Me and Allen Houston on a boat together, chopping it up.
Baby.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was on a boat with Allen Houston. Another great sign.
Did you have your Tims on?
No, I did not have my Tims on. I had some Under Armour sneakers that were courtesy of Boomer, actually, on that boat. They're very, very comfortable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.